Yo, what's up fam? Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru, and let's be real, you're a therapist on a budget. We're drowning in a sea of social media, deadlines, and FOMO. It's like our nervous systems are running 24/7. But guess what? Your mental health isn't just some wellness trend, it's the foundation of everything. And that includes your relationships. You know, those people who actually show up for you in real life, unlike that thirst trap influencer you follow religiously. Yeah, those ones. Here's the tea. Relationships thrive when we prioritize emotional self-care. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. If your own emotional tank is on E, how are you going to show up as a supportive friend, partner, sibling, or even just a decent human being? Ever feel drained after a drama-filled date with your bestie? Are completely shut down because work has been a dumpster fire? That's your inner alarm bell screaming for some TLC. So listen up, cause I'm about to drop 5 golden nuggets that are gonna level up your emotional game, and trust me, your relationships will thank you later. First things first, learn to identify your emotions. This ain't about getting all metaphysical, just pay attention to those vibes. You feeling stressed? Anxious? Happy? Pissed off. Naming it is the first step to owning it. Next up, set boundaries like a boss. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and prioritize what truly matters. Think of it like choosing which filters are worth using on your Instagram. You don't need every single one, just the ones that make you glow. Now, let's talk about the power of communication. It's not enough to just keep your feelings bottled up like some vintage perfume. Learn to express yourself authentically and honestly. Yeah, it can be scary, but vulnerability is kinda sexy, right? Practice self-compassion, fam. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. You're not perfect, and that's okay. We all mess up, we all have bad days. Give yourself grace and remember to celebrate your wins, even the tiny ones. Finally, make time for self-care rituals that actually work for you. This ain't about doing yoga in a sweatsuit every morning unless you're into that, no judgment. Maybe it's taking a hot bath with a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply listening to your favorite playlist and letting the vibes wash over you. Picture this. You're hanging out with your squad, feeling super chill and grounded. Someone brings up something stressful, but instead of getting sucked into the drama vortex, you handle it like a champ. You listen actively, offer support without judgment, and maybe even drop some wisdom bombs without bragging. See? Emotional self-care is basically your superpower for navigating the messy world of relationships. Look, I know life can be a whirlwind sometimes, but prioritizing your emotional well-being isn't just about being chill, it's about showing up as your best self in all areas of your life. And let's be real, who doesn't want that? So, what are you waiting for? Go forth and level up your relationships and your own emotional game one step at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on TikTok, tag the episode, and let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, stay lit, stay real, and keep that self-care game strong.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.